Trump endorses Paxton in Texas GOP Senate race. President Donald Trump endorsed Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in the May 26 GOP Senate runoff in Texas. In a May 19 post on Truth Social, Trump wrote that Paxton has been loyal to him and is a MAGA warrior. The president said that Cornyn is a good man, but was not supportive of him when times were tough, such as being late in endorsing him for president in 2024. Speaking to reporters, the president said he had made his decision a long time ago, though he did not specify exactly when. In a post on X, Paxton said he is incredibly honored to have Trump's endorsement. Cornyn noted in his own X post that he has voted with Trump most of the time and that it is up to Texas GOP voters to decide who wins the race. I have worked closely with President Trump through both of his presidential terms and voted with him more than 99% of the time, he said. He has consistently called me a friend in this race, Cornyn continued. It is now time for Texas Republican voters to decide if they want a strong nominee to help our GOP candidates down ballot and defeat Tallarico in November, or a weak nominee who jeopardizes everything we care about. I trust the Republican voters of Texas. Whoever wins the runoff will face Democratic State Representative James Tallarico in November. Ahead of the March 3 primary, Trump chose not to endorse either candidate and has spoken positively about both men in recent months. They're both friends of mine. I like them both, Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One on April 26, 2025. In a way, I wish they weren't running against each other. But I like Paxton, I like Cornyn. They're both good people, so I'll make a decision somewhere, but two very good men. In the Republican primary, Cornyn received 41.9% of the vote, while Paxton earned 40.7%. Representative Wesley Hunt finished third with 13.5%. At an election night event in Dallas, Paxton compared his campaign to Senator Ted Cruz's 2012 Senate run, when Cruz failed to outright win the primary but went on to win the runoff against then-LT Governor David DeWurst. The same thing is going to happen here, Paxton said. Cruz has not endorsed either candidate in the current contest. Cornyn, meanwhile, used election night to criticize Paxton, arguing that he would hurt Republicans if chosen as the nominee. More than a week after the primary, Cornyn appeared to align himself more closely with Trump by expressing support for eliminating the Senate filibuster, a move Trump has advocated. In a March 11 opinion piece published in the New York Post, Cornyn said he would support changing Senate rules if necessary to advance the Save America Act and Homeland Security funding. After careful consideration, I support whatever changes to Senate rules that may prove necessary for us to get the Save America Act and Homeland Security funding past the Democrats' obstruction, through the Senate and on the president's desk for his signature, Cornyn wrote. Although Cornyn said he has traditionally viewed the filibuster as an important protection against harmful legislation, he argued that political conditions have changed. He warned that Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, would likely eliminate the Senate's 60-vote threshold if they regained control of the chamber. Cornyn also accused Democrats of obstructing legislation in the Senate, including the Save America Act and Department of Homeland Security funding measures. The Save America Act would require proof of U.S. citizenship for participation in federal elections. Cornyn, who co-sponsored the bill, said it would strengthen election integrity. Paxton has said he would consider ending his Senate campaign if the legislation passes. Cornyn has represented Texas in the Senate since 2002, while Paxton has served as Texas Attorney General since 2015.